have urged the government and the Electoral Commission to speed up processes that would allow prisoners to participate in national elections, warning that continued exclusion of inmates violates their constitutional rights. The appeal was made during a recent meeting in Gulu City, where participants expressed frustration that despite a 2020 High Court ruling granting inmates the right to vote, prisoners will again be blocked out of the 2026 general elections. Justice Lydia Mugambe directed the Electoral Commission to make necessary arrangements for prisoners and Ugandans in the diaspora to vote. An order, activists say, remains unimplemented 4 years later. Joel Oyet, a lawyer with the Dongo and Company Advocate, said inmates remain citizens with full political rights, and denying them the opportunity to vote strips them of their voice in deciding the country's leadership.
Just because someone is in prison doesn't cease to be a citizen of the country. And that has always been the argument. They also have a stake to say in the leadership of the country. Court has held that prisoners have a right to vote. They are also citizens. Uganda has about 254 prisons. That's according to the World Prisons Brief. That in itself doesn't mean that they are not citizens. They should also be accorded the opportunity to vote. They should also...
Francis Odonjo, the executive director of Human Rights Focus, questioned why the Electoral Commission has made no effort to register inmates, adding that imprisonment does not take away political rights.
And they should be actually prepared to participate in the election just like any other person who is outside the prison. Because, you see, when one is in prison, it is only part of their right to what they call liberty, civil liberty, to being free, that is, has been restricted. That does not remove any other right. If the law says everyone has got the right to vote, it was the responsibility of the Election Commission to make sure that they go and then mobilize, register the people in prison, and then allow them to exercise their rights. Oh, are they not people? When the Constitution said everyone, does everyone include those that are in prison? Does it include those that are out of prison? If they fulfill, why do you not allow them to choose their leaders? That's really, I think, it's a violation of the rights of these people, because...
Frank Biner, the prison spokesperson, said no Electoral Commission officials have visited prisons to register inmates for the 2026 polls. The Electoral Commission, however, maintains that it cannot include prisoners in the 2026 elections without Parliament first passing enabling legislation.